After careful deliberation, the Long Beach Unified School District, with the blessing of the Board of Education, has decided to close schools beginning Monday, March 16th. School will resume on Monday, April 20th. The closure is an extra measure of protection to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. At the current time, the school district does not have any presumptive or confirmed cases of the new virus in our schools, but we are taking this step to help protect the public health. This closure includes our Friday, April 10th admission day holiday and our spring recess, which means our students will have 19 days of instruction outside the school building. In this unprecedented time, we are grateful for the tremendous support of our communities. It is because of our ability to work together that we will get through this very difficult time. We are working around the clock to plan for the well-being of our students and our staff. We thank our partnering agencies. We have received outstanding support from local, regional, and other agencies, but particularly the City of Long Beach, the Health Department, Dr. Davis, and all of her colleagues. This was a very difficult decision. Schools are an essential service to our families and our entire community, and we are the largest employer in the City of Long Beach with 10,000 people. We will be setting up ways to continue the learning process through online services and traditional textbooks and packages. All students today were allowed to take home their core textbooks. Further information on these developments and others will be forthcoming from our schools and will be communicated through various means, including the school district's website, lbschools.net, individual school websites, email, text, phone messages, social media, a program called School Loop, and online videos in the coming days. In fact, on the online videos, there will be one every day. It's actually going out today, one for students and one for parents. We know that many families rely on our schools to provide children meals. In fact, 70% of my children are in poverty. We feed 50,000 students every day. We are currently activating plans to ensure that students can have access to meals twice a day at every school throughout the school district next week. Every school will offer breakfast. It's a grab-and-go program. They will not eat on the campus from 8 to 9, and lunch from 11:30 to 1. We will reevaluate that program after the next week. We may move to cluster centers. We'll be working with the regional and state partners to ensure that this unplanned closure does not affect our students' academic standing. Our staff, with the exception of our hourly employees, will remain in paid status and will be expected to check in with the school district and respond via email on a daily basis. For the first week, in other words, through March 20th, schools will be closed to certificated and office staff. Certificated staff include administrators and teachers. Information on plans beyond March 20th will be distributed to staff via email once it's available. All custodial staff will be working Monday to start to disinfect schools and will continue until further notice. Our school district will have many departments working during our closure in schools unless we are notified by the Long Beach Department of Health to change this plan. These departments include staff who will be cleaning schools, serving and transporting meals, and continue to operate the many of our centralized functions. And I just wanted to have a note here that I can only remember a few times that we've ever taken such drastic action. Once was in 1932, when over half of the school district's schools were destroyed in the earthquake. The civil unrest of the 90s, where we closed for at least a week. Avalon School closed once in 2002 for a week, and now 19 days with COVID-19. Thank you.
What about students with IEPs or like disabled students who need extra care? Is there any plans specifically for them?
Yeah, the students with IEPs will continue with services through various means. And if a student, for example, needed to have an extended time for their year because, let's say, 5 days were missed for whatever reason, they would be continued through what we call our ESY program, which is summer school.
Any other questions? Yes.
Are there any childcare options being offered to working families while students are out of school?
Not in Long Beach Unified. We had to make this tough decision because it would kind of conflict with the whole issue of social isolation, so we chose not to do that at this time.
And we understand at the city that one of the biggest challenges with closing schools, as we've all discussed, is the parents that are they're low-income parents that have to work and that don't have access to childcare. So we understand this is a huge challenge when that we're talking through, but the decision was made first and foremost as a health decision for the health of everybody.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
You guys mentioned that there might be some online learning. What about students without internet access?
So currently in Long Beach Unified, around 88% of our students have internet access. There are about 12% that do not. So we do have some hotspots that students can use, and we are exploring other options for them, to be very honest with you. Our students do a lot of online learning now, so through Khan Academy, Google, and so on. So we will be spending the next week looking at all those options. We're actually working with some other organizations where they may not need internet access, for example, TV. So.
And also just note that and talking to the leaderships at both the university and the community college, faculty and teachers are also being very flexible with students in ensuring that that students aren't being penalized, right. that may be they're aware that there's a digital divide, and so that is being taken into consideration by the teachers, but also by the faculty at the college and the university.
And if I may just add, that's why the importance of having the books and other old materials such as print available to everybody.
Any other questions?
Is there a specific way these students are going to turn in the print work?
We're in the process right now of discussing that. So it, for example, material online can be submitted online. Things can be scanned if they needed to, or they could be handed in at the end when we come back. And as Mayor Garcia said, our staff is very accommodating. No student is going to be punished because they don't have certain accommodations, or because work might not get turned in exactly at the appropriate time.